There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
They are going to make sure that nobody ever wears the number 35 for the Warriors again. This coming from the co-chairman there, Joe LaCobb, the guy who runs the team, the basic owner there. He is basically saying that for 3 years worth of service, 250 games, I guess. I've seen enough of Kevin Durant to know that 256 games, by the way, that they should absolutely put his number up in the rafters, and nobody should ever, ever, ever wear that number again. This is the most asinine thing I have ever heard in my entire life. Now, I get that the Golden State Warriors are, they feel a certain amount of guilt that he ended up blowing out his Achilles, and they want to try to do the right thing. But this is a dude, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but you are retiring the jersey of a guy who took a trillion-dollar discount on a long-term deal to leave you and join Kyrie Irving, a washed-up DeAndre Jordan, and not to the Knicks, but to the baby brother, the Brooklyn Nets. Like, you've got to be kidding me here, right? Retiring the jersey of an active player who was only with your team for three seasons, chased his rings, he came to you because he wanted a ring. That was basically it, right? So, and then when it got real, all of a sudden somehow decides that, you know what, it's not worth it. I'm going to leave now. I've accomplished all I can accomplish here, and takes off and leaves you. Doesn't stay, doesn't want to continue, doesn't, you know, you took a discount anyway, guys. Nobody could have offered him more money than what the Golden State Warriors would have offered him. But he opted rather quickly, not even to think about it, opted rather quickly to go to Brooklyn. And you're going to hang his number. You're going to retire his number and hang his jersey from the rafters after three seasons. Let me ask you this, Golden State. What exactly are you going to do for Steph Curry? What are you going to do for Klay Thompson? What are you going to do for Draymond Green? You know, the guys that, I don't know, actually delivered championships prior to Kevin Durant getting there. I'm curious, what exactly are you going to do? Is this the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life? I get that you feel a little guilty. I get it. You know, he played for you. He blew out his Achilles. It was terrible. It was unfortunate. It was all of those things. But once again, nobody put a gun to his head and forced him to play despite what Andre Iguodala had to say. All right. Not happening. All right. Kevin Durant made the decision to go out there and risk blowing out his Achilles, which is exactly what he did. I just don't understand this. I really, really don't understand how anybody. What is Kawhi Leonard's jersey going to do? What do you do if you're in Toronto now to Kawhi Leonard's jersey? What happens there? Guy put an entire country on his back now. So what do you do? Do you just, what kind of statue do you build for him? Do you retire his number? It blows me away. The whole thing feels like a kind of a PR situation here where they want all of these stories about how he felt, alienated from the team. He never felt like a part of the Golden State Warriors. And it's somehow they're trying to mitigate the fact that he chose Brooklyn over them to come back and defend. I don't get it. None of it makes any damn sense to me. I can tell you this, Pat Riley would never right now go to Miami and say, guys, we are going to retire LeBron's jersey while he's playing for the Los Angeles Lakers. Like, that is never, ever, ever going to happen. Like, never going to happen. That would never happen here in Miami. But yet the Golden State Warriors, who have really been at the pinnacle of the NBA from an organizational standpoint, from a class standpoint, everything that they have done, they've grown their talent. They cultivated their talent. They didn't go out and try and buy a championship. Everything they've done it right on their way to 6 championships, 5 consecutive, right, NBA Finals appearances. And then you do this. You trade for a guy simply because you wanted something as opposed to nothing. You're giving him a max deal where all indications are D'Angelo Russell is not a great fit for what the Golden State Warriors do, mostly because he plays absolutely zero defense, and he's a pick-and-roll guy. That's how he makes his points, and Golden State doesn't pick-and-roll at all. And actually, if they did, the guy that they would pick-and-roll with, his name Steph Curry, it wouldn't be D'Angelo Russell.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour, Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Exactly what we'll do. Big final hour here as we get ready for the USA to take on England. 3 p.m. Eastern time on Fox, the semifinals of the World Cup. Charles Michel will join us here coming up in about 20 minutes. Jay, the Sports Keg CEO, hanging with us here on the Make It Rain hotline as we get ready for a big week. I know it's July 4th, Jay. I know it's all sorts of holidays and stuff, but I know you had mentioned the UFC card coming up this week is supposed to be epic as well, my man, huh?
Oh yeah, it's going to be absurd, Joe. Best pay-per-view card in 6 months, easy.
Really?
Yeah, and as a bonus, so far, John Jones hasn't been pinched for steroids. So it looks like he's actually going to be on the card Saturday night. I mean, there's still a couple more days to go, but it's looking strong.
It's always much more fun when he's on the card there and he's not busted for steroid use and they got to move it to, I don't know, Mexico or something along those lines. But we will get into some of those matches, what you like coming up here on that card. We also want to get your thoughts on what's coming up here for the Women's World Cup, 3 o'clock here today. You had mentioned an awful lot of money being made here with this Women's World Cup team. So we don't care how arrogant they are, as long as they continue to win. That is all that matters. And let's be realistic here from a betting perspective. They've been straight up money here, Jay. That's what they've been. And they'll continue as far as we're concerned here. We'll get your thoughts on your plays. We'll talk about that. Charles Michel. We'll talk a little NFL futures. Big final hour coming up. Come back and join us here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Weekend wagers.
But you get some excitement here because baseball can be slow, right? Nothing's going on. I don't think baseball wants a pitching duel in either one of these games. They want the runs to be scored. I don't think they thought it'd be to this length here. Maybe 6-6 after one, but they wanted a high-scoring game excitement, right? So I don't think baseball is upset about this at all, even if it ends up being 20-18 or something silly like that, because they want some excitement built in here rather than, you know, a 2-1 pitching duel where nothing's going on.
Saturday and Sunday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
So I got I got Wimbledon on here, and I'm watching a couple of Australian dudes, and one guy's got the best 70s porn stash I've ever seen play right now. His name is Johnson. I gotta root for him just simply because he's got a crazy stash going on. Like, sick job, dude. He's got like the Ron Jeremy special working out right now, man. In 2019 at Wimbledon, I love it. Welcome in here, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri hanging out as we get ready. Big final hour here. Charles Michel will join us here, soccer handicapper, in just about 15 minutes. We are joined on the phone by our good friend Jay, the Sports Cake CEO, who many of the viewers on this show know that he has done nothing but make it rain regarding the MMA. He has been absolutely fantastic here over the last 6 months, delivering winner after winner. And let me ask you, is Cowboy Cerrone, is his face deflated? Is he actually fighting in this card here coming up?
No. I know it seems like he fights every other week. But no, he will not be on the card on Saturday.
All right, so talk to us here a little bit about this card, because you did mention, Jones is still available. He hasn't failed a drug test yet, which is always good. But what makes this card so unique coming up here this weekend? What do you like about it?
It's just it's a lot of star quality names, basically, and some really good fights. Well, like John Jones, obviously, right? He's the best of this generation, him or St. Pierre or Mighty Mouse. But there's nobody in the division that could touch him, right? So you're not going to lay 750 on him. So the probably, right. If you're going to bet the fight, and I'm not sure that I'm going to, but if you're going to, the only real angle probably to bet this fight is to take John Jones by TKO at +150. Thiago Santos is good, but he's not great, and he's certainly not a legend. And he's been knocked out by a lot of people that you and I could probably knock out. So I would say that if you're going to bet it, John Jones by TKO, that's the main event. The co-main event, and this is the biggest bet I've made on the KegCast, Joe. I might literally have an entire stack of high society on the line on Saturday night. I love it. Amanda Nunes is a machine. She is the greatest female MMA fighter to ever live. The only person that can touch her was Chris Cyborg, who was supposed to be the baddest broad on the planet for the last 10 years. Amanda Nunes knocked her out in a round and a half, okay? Now you would think maybe she's a little fat and happy. Maybe she comes in against a very underrated and solid fighter in Holly Holm, and maybe she gets snuffed out. The problem with that, and that is a legitimate argument, the problem with that is she is now chasing immortality. She is now in the realm of literally the greatest female MMA fighter ever. She's minus 330 right now, okay? I laid the 6,000 to pick up two, and threw another 1,000 on her by knockout at plus 145. My only slight concern is that Holly Holm might dance around the ring for 5 rounds because she's really good. She has fluid movement. I just think Amanda Nunes is going to cut the angles off and walk her down and eventually get the job done. So that's the co-main.
Let me ask you this. Holly Holm, though, is, correct me if I'm wrong here, she upended another big favorite once, too. I can't remember. Her name escapes me. What was her name again?
Ronda Rousey. She sent her to the WWE.
Ah, yes, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Also a minus 500 favorite.
Right, right. The problem is that Dana White is brilliant, and he lands a bunch of tomato cans up for her to knock out through, like, the last 7 years of her career. And then when she finally started fighting people that knew how to fight, she got exposed. Holly Holm kicked her in the jaw and literally sent her to the Fugazi wrestling land, right? Then Holly Holm gets choked out by Misha Tate, and then Misha Tate got her nose broken in 3 minutes by Amanda Nunes, and the rest is history. I mean, this girl is legit.
So if she wins this,
the undercard is fantastic.
If she wins this, though, Nunes, I mean, obviously, there's really nothing else for her to. Where does she go from here? I mean, it's what does she do? She wins this fight. Where does she go from here, Amanda Nunes?
I honestly don't know. I don't know. There's nobody in the division that could hold a candle to her. I really don't know. She could knock out half the male roster. She's a machine, Joe. She's a beast.
Oof.
For me to lay that all right, heavy so you money mentioned on that fight, you know.
You're confident. Yeah, you are definitely confident in there. All right, a couple of minutes here before we get Charles in. Ben Askren, Jorge Masvidal, talk to us about this here, squaring off in the octagon finally after months and months and months of trash talking, right?
Yeah, you're talking about the Masvidal-Askren fight?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I love Jorge Masvidal, okay? Love him to death. I think he's one of the cleanest strikers in mixed martial arts today. The problem is that he has had serious trouble against wrestlers in the past, and probably one of the best, if not the best wrestler in the in the UFC right now is Ben Askren. He's like a barnacle. Mm-hmm. So Jorge's only shot is knocking him out on the way in, because if Ben Askren gets a hold of him, which I think he will, it's over. He will ride him on the mat for 15 minutes. He will win every round, and it's over. I watched a lot of tape with my partner Dave from over at Odds Market, and I just don't see it. Unfortunately, as much as I love him and I hate Ben Askren, I think he gets it done.
All right, there you go. Nobody better, guys, than Jay, the Sports Keg CEO, when it comes to the MMA. The man is taking out a second mortgage on Amanda Nunes at a monster number. He doesn't care. He is laying it. And let me tell you something. Just a few fights ago, hard to believe, Amanda Nunes was an actual underdog going into a championship fight. And you were the only person, my friend, who had the nerve to come on the show and be like, yeah, I'm all in on Amanda Nunes. And we both made a lot of money that night during that fight. And here we go, defending the title, minus 300. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference. You're all in on Amanda Nunes.
That is correct, my friend. We had a lot of underdogs on this show, but we got to weigh it on Saturday.
Love it, man. All right, it's going to be fun. All right, we got some soccer coming up here, too. I want to get your thoughts on that. Charles Michel will certainly join us as we get ready for a big weekend, a big holiday weekend. I can't believe it, man. I mean, UFC 239, Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game is just around the corner. There's a lot going on here in the world of sports, and like you mentioned, how many days before college football starts?
54.
Oh, man.
Can't wait.
Oh, man. I know. We've got some, of course, some training camps that are going to be taking center stage in a couple of weeks, trying to figure out. I mean, you mentioned John Jones. Shocking. Will he or won't he fail his next P test? I'm still trying to figure out what running back or Kansas City Chief is going to be on TMZ next. It just some guys just don't learn their lesson, man. And I know you've got some future bets that you laid down in the NFL already. Some of these win totals that you liked and some of these odds. We're gonna dive into that, Jay. But There's just no more excuses. Ezekiel Elliott to have to meet with Roger Goodell, Kareem Hunt, having to talk to police and defend himself on TMZ. I don't know what the hell is going to happen, with the rest of the Kansas City Chiefs, who always seem to be getting in trouble lately. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm tired of the excuses. I almost just wish Goodell would be like, all right, see you later. Bye-bye now. Enough's enough. But we'll see what happens. Charles Michel joins us next. Women's World Cup. We're going to make it rain for you. Come back and join us.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
Cam has never been the most accurate of quarterbacks anyway. You know, let's face it, that's not what he is. I don't know. This worries me more. Plus, he's not really throwing the ball with full velocity yet either. So how does that change things once that shoulder is completely ready to go here? You know, when will that be? Are we talking August yet? Yeah, the same one as of, a week ago. He was only throwing the ball 20 yards. That's it. So this is a work in progress, to say the least.
Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
Yeah, the guy with the porn mustache doing pretty well there. Thompson in the in Wimbledon seems to be cruising one game apiece there. As is anybody really going to beat Djokovic? I mean, it's almost like just hand him the damn trophy already. Welcome in, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As we get ready to make it a rain, exciting stuff. Women's World Cup coming up 3 o'clock today. Can the U.S. women's soccer team avoid a letdown against the Lionesses of England, 3 p.m. Eastern time? To help answer that question and point us in the right direction to make it rain, our good friend Charles Michel, part of the twosportsinvestors.com group, a guy we just love turning to when it comes to the world of soccer. And Charles, happy Tuesday, man. You ready for today or what, man?
Absolutely. And good morning, Joe.
All right, so we got also joining us here, Jay, the Sports Keg CEO, and he is a guy that has made an awful lot of money since the World Cup, betting on the women's team. I think he's going to go that direction again, but let me ask you something here, Charles, because a lot of people seem to think that the unders, I keep hearing under 2.5 goals. They don't give up any goals. They don't do anything. You know, they're great in goal. They're great defensive. They're a great defensive team, England. But yet I look at the scores between both of these teams. I do see at least 3 goals a lot of time throughout this tournament here. What do you see happening?
I actually love this spot for goals. With England only giving up the 1 goal since their initial match against Scotland, I do see them conceding in this particular spot. So the way I have it, I mean, I would not be surprised to see a 2-2 type of match going to extra time, but I definitely love the spot that we're going to see at least over 2.25 goals, 2.5, and both teams to score in this particular spot.
I love it. USA, now currently, I believe, what are the latest odds that you're showing there, Charles? Because I'm seeing what? USA about minus 120, England plus 320. Is that about right?
Yeah, minus 120, 1.83. That's around the standard marketplace for the United States. So they definitely have been the favorites. They really hadn't moved up that number. That's pretty much where they've sat since it's been released. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see a 2-1 U.S., but I definitely think that we'll get over that 2.25 or 2.5, and then we'll see both teams get on the board. I do see England penetrating the U.S. women's back line as well. So I definitely look for a plethora of goals when these two high-powered sides meet up later today.
All right, Jay, go ahead. You got a question for him?
Yeah, what's up, Charles? Obviously, you kill it in soccer, man, so I defer to you. But I have to agree, man. First of all, I think, you know, Megan Rapinoe scored all 4 goals in the round of 16 and the quarters against Spain and France. Outside that 5-goal game that Alex Morgan had against Thailand, the most important player on the pitch for the United States has been Rapinoe, and it's not even close. I would think that given the performance of the last 2 rounds, Phil Neville has to key on Rapinoe here, right?
Yeah, he's going to put – I believe Lucy Bronze will probably shadow her for much of the match, so that way – you might see a bigger influence from Tobin Heath, and Alex Morgan might play bigger roles with Rapinoe pretty much being shadowed by Lucy Braun. So I would look for those two, even Julie Ertz pushing up in attack, maybe an X factor as well.
And on the flip side,
talk to me about
White scored 3 of 5. Oh, sorry, Joe.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say Ellen White scored 3 of 5 goals for England during the group stage. She got a goal in the round of 16 and a goal in the quarterfinals. So from an offensive perspective, at least in the cup,
you have to think that Jill Ellis and the rest of the USA coaching staff will be keying on her, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that'll free up the likes of Nikita Paris. That could be a X factor for the three Lionesses. You might want to watch her because she does have pace and skill down the wings, down the flanks. Even though she is not broke out in the Women's World Cup, she did have 6 goals through qualifier and led the squad. So that might be a name you might want to key in as far as the English side as well.
Yeah, let me ask you, Charles, about prop bets here because, like Jay had talked about, Megan Rapinoe has been a one-girl wrecking crew here in the World Cup. I'm looking at a Megan Rapinoe anytime goal at +210. I mean, are you worried that they're going to be an all-out blitz into stopping her? Is there any value in looking at a prop bet like Rapinoe anytime goal?
I do think that she is going to be taken out, so I would look more the Tobin Heath, Alex Morgan route as well, unless they get to the spot. But, you know, another good prop is the both teams to score. You can even look at the both teams to score either in the first half or second half, because that's one that I think that's going to come through. I do see both hitting the back of the net for sure.
So you got the USA obviously advancing, and I think the side pick at the United States -120 is probably a safe bet there. But when you look at the other match here, the other semifinal, Holland versus Sweden. I don't know. Did you have Holland and Sweden in this semifinal match as well? How did you see this coming about?
Joe, you know I had Germany in there. I was just as shocked as the next person. But, you know, the closer we got to match time, that number kept dumping, and it just – was obvious we may see an upset, and I expect more goals as we get to this Netherlands-Sweden. Netherlands is the more technically gifted squad. Sweden will want to ugly it up and absorb pressure and then try to get out on the counterattack, which they can be lethal at. They have, taken advantage of several clubs or several different teams just using that method of play. So I see more goals when we roll over into the Wednesday match as well. I could see a 2-1, 2-2 type of contest when these two European powers face off.
All right, so who's playing for it all, man, in your opinion, Charles? Who's going to be – who's holding the cup? Who's playing for it?
I'm going to roll with the chalk. I'll be the chalk guy, so I'll go with the U.S. and the Netherlands at this point, but – you know, it wouldn't shock me to see Sweden in there, but I'll roll with the U.S. as the occupying one side of the bracket for sure.
U.S. and we'll go Netherlands there. Charles Michel at ROI Capper 1 on Twitter. Make sure that you guys are tailing him. And Charles, there's a few other soccer tournaments going on right now. It's like soccer, 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 soccer. So what are some of the other some of the other games you're looking at this week?
We got Argentina, Brazil tonight. I love the Brazilians, Argentina. They're getting a lot of love across the world. Messi, anything he's a part of, he's going to get a lot of backing. But I love spots where teams like Brazil are getting overlooked. So I expect the Brazilians to take out Argentina. Then we have some CONCACAF. We have Haiti and Mexico tonight. I look for both teams to be on the front foot. I expect a fast-paced, up-tempo match, plenty of goals. Then we have U.S.-Jamaica. U.S. have looked terrific, but I think this is the perfect spot to back them against Jamaica. I think they have a solid performance finally when everyone has finally turned their back on them. Public perception will be the damnedest thing against that one, so I think they come out and bust out against Jamaicans in their CONCACAF match as well.
Now, wait a minute. Wait, you're backing the United States men team in soccer and something? Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Believe it or not, absolutely. Absolutely. As much as they have disappointed me, they've come out and look just as uninterested or system is flawed. Yeah, I think this is the perfect spot because now the Jamaicans will start getting plenty of love. This will be the perfect spot. Everyone will turn their back on the United States. They'll finally turn their back on them, start moving with Jamaica, and then we'll see a good performance from the state. I think this is the spot where they actually show up.
All right, so there you go. Plenty of soccer chances, plenty of opportunities for you guys to make it rain. Of course, it starts with the women's team taking on England this afternoon, 3 p.m. And Charles, just to recap, you like the possibility, a couple of prop bets of the both teams scoring. You like the over 2.5 goals in here, and you like the U.S. to advance. Is that about correct?
That's accurate, Joe.
Okay, so and then we've got Brazil here tonight. You like a little bit too. Also, you seem to be a little hopped up on the Brazilian team.
Love the Brazilians in this spot. Absolutely love them.
All right, and how chalky are we talking about with Brazil here? I can only imagine.
Same. No, it's not. It's around the same as the U.S. going off minus 115, minus 120. It's not a high number at all.
All right, there you go. Non-Chalk Charles. That's your new name. Non-Chalk Charles at ROI Capper One. TwoSportsInvestors.com is where you guys can check them. Charles, appreciate the time as always, my man. Good luck. We'll talk to you again later this week.
Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate the platform. Good luck with everyone's investments.
You got it. All right, there it is, man. Got a bunch of soccer plays here, Jay, tonight for us to make it rain on now.
There it is, Joe. There it is.
Yep.
I got it delivered in the U.S.
I like the women's
game.
Team, too. Yeah.
The women's team, obviously, right?
Where are you?
One of my guys last night brought up a stat. The USA women have taken the lead and scored a goal in the first 12 minutes of every game so far in the World Cup. So a derivative prop today, will the U.S. team score a goal in the first half? Yes, minus 110. I think is worth a look.
Really? Minus 110 too on that one, huh?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, I was all hopped up on Megan. I looked at Megan Rapinoe's number and I'm like, wow, she's plus 200, plus 210 to score an anytime goal. But you know, you two guys just made it. You know, they're going to be trying to stop her. So I think if there's anybody on the pitch, Rapinoe is definitely the one that you want to stop. So maybe that opens up for Alex Morgan. But plenty of ways to make it rain. We'll continue to do that. Coming up here, final segment of Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
The Bengals offensive line was absolutely tragic a couple of years ago. They did spend picks to try to fix this, but now this pick is going to be a zero for this year. They drafted Billy Price in the first round last year. He dealt with some injuries, and here they are. So I think their offensive line is back to below average.
Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out,
Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
All right, welcome back in here on Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Just a programming note to obviously Thursday, July 4th, as well as the 5th, we will we'll be getting to enjoy a little extended holiday weekend here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So the best of shows will run. Of course, we will be back with all new programming, a whole new slate of shows. Great things happening next Monday, July 8th. We'll be back. Brand new show at 6 o'clock, of course, followed by Make It Rain here. And then the morning after, which is coming up with poor Gabe. Looking like probably a little crackhead there trying to wait for that phone to ring. Where's Kawhi? Where's Kawhi going? Is he going to Toronto? Is he going to the Lakers? Is he going to the Clippers? Probably won't know until tomorrow. So I know a lot of Toronto Raptor fans, NBA fans in general, just going, all right, what here? Like, yes, no, where are you going? But the man, if nothing else, is taking his time, wants to make sure he's making the right decision. And we told you a little bit earlier, too, if you're just joining us, that the bet came in overnight. Somebody dropped 10 grand on the Lakers already at plus 175 to win the championship. And we told you last time that happened, about 30 minutes later, a guy drops 50 grand on the Lakers that had pretty much the same team. And then 30 minutes later, Anthony Davis gets traded to him. That became official. And then all of a sudden, that guy looks either the most amazing timing in the world, Jay, the Sports Cake CEO, joining us, or somebody had a little inside knowledge going on in there, Jay.
Yeah, man, I can't disagree. Unless it's just some guy taking a shot. You have to hope for his sake, though, that he has a little inside knowledge and knows what's going on.
Yeah, well, like you made the perfect statement before. Just because guys got money up at the cage, don't make them smart. A lot of truth to that. Let's talk a little bit here about your NFL. Those of you guys that don't know, Jay last year, his NFL and college football season was just, it was gaudy. It was obnoxious. It was disgusting on so many levels, due to the fact that it was so damn profitable. It was an unbelievable run. So when I tell you, when Jay talks, college football and the NFL, you might be a little bit wise to listen to what he's got to say. And Jay, I got to tell you, the win totals and some of these future bets, how did you approach it? What have you, give us some of the bets that you've looked at already so far this year in the upcoming season.
Yeah, I already have, some regular season win totals in already. I like the AFC conference, I think, more this year than the NFC. Started off with the Colts. There's probably no team I'm higher on coming into this season than the Colts. I grabbed them to win the Super Bowl at 18-1 when the line first dropped. I think they're like 15-1 now. And honestly, Joe, I mean, what's not to like, man? For years, they've had the hardest piece of the puzzle solved. Andrew Luck is a beast. We all know that. If at any point, though, you're talking to your friends about who the best quarterbacks in the league are and he's not on their list, then you need to find new friends, man. Because for the last decade, a solid defense and offensive line is what's held them back, and that's changed. They have the best young offensive line in football. Possibly the Colts have the edge, but the Cowboys have the edge, but overall, They got Costanzo, Nelson, Kelly, Lewinsky, Smith. I mean, you know, my favorite say for NFL analytics is probably Football Outsiders. And they rank the Colts the second best passing offensive line and the fourth best offensive line, period, in the league. On the defensive side of the ball, you got Darius Leonard. I mean, with Leonard last year, the Colts went from 27th in defense efficiency to 10th in the league. That's only going to improve with the new draft class and a crop of free agent signings. So I'm on the Colts over 9.5 wins. That was the first one I took in the AFC.
I like that, man. Nothing I can argue with there. I think this is after what they lost the first four games last year, where they start 1-4 and then still ended up making it to the playoffs at, with a new coach. Nobody knew what to expect from Andrew Luck. I like what they got. I love the defense. They've drafted well. They've done it the right way. And oh yeah, they spent a whole bunch of money and a whole bunch of draft picks on protecting Andrew Luck. So I love the Colts and the direction they're going. I'm with you, my man. But I got to ask you, I seem to be out on an island here. I'm the only one that thinks the New York Giants are way undervalued here. 6 wins, 5.5, 6 wins. Across the board in some of these books. I mean, am I crazy to think the Giants are not going to be a 3-win team this year? Am I crazy there thinking this?
Yeah, I'll be honest, Joe. I lean under 6, okay? I didn't bet it, but I lean. I mean, from everything I've seen, right, all indications point towards Eli Manning being the starting quarterback for this season, right?
Right.
If that's the case, the New York football Giants are a complete fade. You have to think that. All right, Manning might be going to Canning. He's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. He deserves to be there. The problem, though, for the Giants is they both don't know that his career is over yet, okay? The offensive line is horrendous. They should have been charged with attempted manslaughter for what they did to Manning last year, right? I mean, Saquon Barkley is the one shining light in pitch black darkness, in my opinion. You have no idea what you're going to get. Gettleman, I think, reached with the kid. I don't think that we're going to see him in this year. I mean, I didn't like their draft class at all, really. I mean, Dexter Lawrence, DeAndre Baker, okay. After that, nothing much really there. They pick up Golden Tate, Antoine Bethea, and free agency. I didn't bet it because I think it's going to be around the number. You could be right. They could squeak over 6, but I think it's going to be around the number. But my favorite under season win total is the Tennessee Titans. I despise them.
You like the Titans? Really?
I hate them. Yeah, it might not.
Oh,
look
you
like
hate
it,
them.
Right?
Oh, but I was going to say, what do you like, them. Ryan Tannehill? No. Like, what are you doing? What are you betting on?
No, the Titans are a team that they have to regress. They have to. I mean, I've heard a lot of analysts say the Titans are primed for a big 2019. I mean, I just can't see it, man. The argument is they have what's perceived as a good defense and an excellent running game, right? Historically, a good defense and an excellent running game has meant that a team should win more games than they lose. But I don't believe that they have either. I mean, if you really dive into the analytics, the defense is closer to like a 20th ranked defense in the league. Their total yards say the Titans have the 8th ranked defense in the NFL, but it's misleading. The real stat people should be going by is the DVOA stat, the defensive adjusted value over average. That puts their defense more like 19th. Their running game is only solid because they've got the 29th ranked passing game in the league. So teams will stack the box this year. I cannot see them getting to 9 wins, under 8.5. I locked it in already.
Going under 8.5, going over for the Indianapolis Colts, 9.5, going under for the Tennessee Titans. And Jay, before we get to a couple of baseball plays on the way out of here, 11 is the number for the New England Patriots. Dare you say they win less than 11 games?
Joe, man, I'm so tired of of trying to prognosticate on when Tom Brady is finally going to regress. I can't touch it, man. Would it shock you if they get 12 wins this year?
No, that's the crazy part. It would not.
Right. So you can't touch it. I mean, you just got to stay away.
Unbelievable. I'm with you, man. All right, Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. Make sure that you guys are tailing him on Twitter. And make sure you check out his live YouTube webcast each and every night. There is him and a whole bunch of other degenerates hang around, live bet, make you some money, make you more profitable, make you a little more edumacated, which is ultimately what it's all about. Knowledge is power. We say it all the time, which is why you definitely want to follow a guy like Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. Couple of baseball games tonight I'm looking at. Number one, give me the Colorado Rockies. The Astros called up some guy named Urquidy, and it's just way too many vowels in a name for me. First start in Colorado going up against that offense. Colorado has won 14 of Herman Marquez's last 17, 6 of last 8 overall. You're only laying minus 120. Give me the Rockies tonight over the Houston Astros, who are getting ready to go into the All-Star break. They got 20 guys on the roster in the All-Star game, so I don't see a great effort coming from the Houston Astros tonight, Jay. And of course, what is there a bet that you got on the table here today you like?
Well, I don't touch baseball, Joe. You know that.
I know that.
That I respect. but my friend gave me a Wimbledon bet in the Federer match under 28.5 games.
Really?
So that's probably.
Man, I've been dying to get into tennis, man. I really have been.
Yeah, under 28.5 games. But for me tonight, I'll probably tell a friend in baseball. But it's all USA women are going to set the tone for this day, Joe.
Absolutely. All right, and give us the prop too that you like there. Was it USA scoring a goal in the first half?
Yep, minus 110. If you're looking for a derivative, I think that's worth a look.
Yeah, well, especially since what? They've scored a goal in the first 12 minutes pretty much every game that they've played thus far?
Yep, exactly.
Wow. Wow, that is crazy. Absolutely crazy. Tonight, guys, you may want to take a look at the Chicago Cubs as a short favorite, minus 120. Hendricks is on the mound there going for the Cubs. They need a desperate win heading into the All-Star break. They got smoked last night by the Pittsburgh Pirates, putting up touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. But I think the Cubs get back on track tonight as a away dog, but a short one at that at minus 120. So Colorado is a home favorite, minus 120. Give me the Cubs, too, as well. An away favorite there at minus 120. The USA women take it. We like the over. And we also like, of course, the first half goal by the USA. He is Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. And Jay, I'm putting you on the spot before Gabe gets in here. Kawhi signs with who?
The Lakers.
Oh, brutal. Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. Thank you, Charles Michel, twosportsinvestors.com. Jay, a pleasure, brother. Thanks for spending some time with us here this morning, man. Look forward to talking to you again.
Love you, Joe.
You got it. Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. The morning after, next. Good luck here today, guys.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
Kareem Hunt is not going to be that far behind now because, unfortunately, some people just don't learn. And I don't know what it is with running backs here, but we already know Kareem Hunt is going to miss the first 8 games of the season this year. And why? Well, multiple prior incidents. We know this because he just can't seem to keep his hands off of women for some reason. But Kansas City cut ties with him, moved away, although they got to figure out what they're going to do with Tyreek Hill. That's a whole different story. But they were very clear about Kareem Hunt and the fact that they were not going to stand for it, and they moved on from him while Cleveland had no problem picking him up. And now, of course, wouldn't you know it, there's an incident here over the weekend where TMZ gives me a video of Kareem Hunt having to talk to police after a, quote, small argument, end quote, with a friend. TMZ has the video up of them speaking with officers. It happened, I guess, late at night, after midnight, of course. I guess the cops were called. He was involved in a physical altercation with another man before the cops came over. The cops ended up coming over. The witness wasn't sure if it was a real fight or if he was just horsing around with a buddy. But the bottom line is here. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter whether it was a real fight or if it was a fake fight. The idea that Kareem Hunt, at 23 years old, who is currently going to be suspended for the first 8 games due to domestic violence, you would think Kareem Hunt, Ezekiel Elliott, some guys would just understand the concept of laying low for a while. Like, I don't know. You would think that any sort of situation that involves you being filmed, making it on TMZ, and involving the police or security on any level is probably not a great thing for your careers. And anytime you've got to meet with Roger Goodell, you are ultimately taking your career in your own hands. Are you not, guys? Have you learned nothing from Roger Goodell and the NFL over the years? But it's the same old here. You are fighting for your career here, basically, is what you are doing. You are on as thin a ice as there possibly can be. In fact, if you weren't 23 and you were 27, your ass wouldn't be anywhere near the NFL, much less on an NFL team. But you've got a second chance here. You got a second chance here. And what do you do with the second chance? I mean, you're up, you're at the plate, guys. It's 0-2, right? You got bases loaded and the game is on the line, and you're just swinging wildly at anything that is thrown at the plate. Why? I have no idea. Why you are at a bar with a buddy after 1 o'clock or after midnight, require fake fighting or not, putting yourself in a position to be filmed because people know who you are, and then being in a position to have to get the cops involved. It doesn't make a difference. The optics are everything. Not to mention, what are we, 2 weeks away, 2.5 weeks away from training camp starting here? I don't know what you're doing. I have no idea what you're doing. To me, it's at this particular point, he's going to have to meet and he's going to have to answer now with Roger Goodell. I mean, hell, if Ezekiel Elliott has got to meet with the commissioner because of his past suspensions and his past indiscretions over a video that shows him absolutely tripping his balls off there at an EDM festival in Vegas and falling into.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.